Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. How often would you utter the words, I forgive you, or even, please forgive me? If you're like me, they don't necessarily flow off the tongue. If I'm ruthlessly honest with myself, I'm more likely to apologise to my children for getting cross with them about something than I am to apologise to my husband. For some reason, I tend to tell myself that he's the one who should be apologising to me, not the other way around. Forgiveness is a huge issue. The examples of my family life are petty in the realm of grievances. People are left with deep scars from a range of life experiences, including sexual abuse, acts of violence, broken relationships, war and political conflict, difficult childhoods, to name but a few. How do you move forward? How do you bring new enjoyment, new purpose to living, if you've been so paralysed and hurt by past injustices? Forgiveness is a very Christian concept. You've heard of the expression, an eye for an eye, which is really about exacting revenge. You hurt me, therefore I hurt you. It's a very human response. If you have children, you probably see it regularly as siblings interact with each other. He broke my pen, so I can break his. She hit me, so I can hit her back, etc. But Jesus taught in the New Testament part of the Bible a very different concept. How many times do you forgive? 7 times 77. If someone hurts you, turn the other cheek. If someone takes your shirt, give him or her your coat also. These are radical concepts, but as we'll hear from today's guests, the process of forgiveness is a very freeing one. It takes a person out of anger, bitterness and hatred, and into a new life of love and freedom. That is the gift of forgiveness. You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. Thanks for your company. We've just celebrated Easter, which, apart from giving us a few days' holiday, focuses on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The message of the cross on which Jesus died is one of forgiveness, perhaps one of the most complex and difficult concepts for all humanity. We've all been hurt. We have all hurt others. So how do we move forward? How do we deal with this ache in our hearts? Joining me is Helen Meyer of CareForce Recovery Ministries. Helen, how important is forgiveness in helping people cope with pain and hurts?
Forgiveness really is critical. All of us have to do that journey sooner or later. Forgiveness is necessary to our healing. If we hang on to unforgiveness, it's going to be a block. It's actually going to be the roadblock that stops us from growing. And I think a lot of times people really struggle with forgiveness because they feel that if I forgive, I'm saying they were right and I'm wrong. So they struggle in their understanding of what it means. Sometimes people struggle with forgiveness because they feel like it means everything is going to be the same as it was before, that there are no boundaries, there's no appropriate boundaries. So I feel that in a lot of situations, people struggle with forgiveness because they don't understand what it really means. But let me just talk a little bit about my own personal journey, because to me, that was something that really changed my life. As I shared a little about my father, he had some real struggles with the pain that he was enduring, losing a wife very young, bringing up a family of three young children, and not having any sort of Christian heritage. So his way of dealing with that was to become an alcoholic. That was the way he dealt with the pain he was feeling. And so because of that, there was a lot of anxiety in our home, unpredictability. It was a very unsafe environment. There was a lot of violence in the home. And so it was not a very nice place to be. When I was 17, I left home, and that was kind of the start of my adult journey. But over the years, as I grew in Christ, I had a real encounter with the cross of Christ. The more I grew and understood what Jesus had done for me, the more I realized I had to forgive my father. I had to do for him what Jesus had done for me. I could not look at the cross of Christ and walk away and still continue with unforgiveness towards him. And so that was the thing that really gave me, I guess, the energy, the inspiration to work on forgiveness. But it was work. And I think to suggest that forgiveness is about just saying a simple prayer and it'll be okay is a very simplistic view. Sometimes that is the case, that people can do that. But I think mostly people have to work on it, and it's a journey. So for me, it was about beginning to spend time with my father again, visit him, just show him unconditional love. And I knew he was beginning to ask questions about, why is she doing this? I know I probably don't deserve it. And but many times I'd go home from there either full of tears or vowing I'll never go back again, because it was very painful and he wasn't always particularly nice. But I went back to the cross time and time again. That was where I got my strength from, to be able to do what I knew I needed to do. And so over, this only happened over a year, and began to just rebuild my relationship with my father. And he went off for a holiday to Queensland and had a serious heart attack. They didn't expect him to live. And three times I felt to pray for him in the night. To the third morning, he woke up and the doctor said, "We can't believe it, but he's going to be okay. He's going to live." So he stayed there for 3 months and recuperated, and then came back down to Melbourne. And during that time, I was able to give him a Bible. He began to read it on the quiet by himself. And he suddenly just died. He just, and I was so upset. I said to the Lord, "Why did you do that when you were rebuilding a life for us?" And I really felt like the Lord just impressed on my heart that scripture that says, "My loving kindness is better than life." And I guess he's saying, "You know, I know better than you do, Helen," which is probably a very good thing. But so at the funeral, I had no idea whether my father had actually been forgiven by Christ, given his life to the Lord. And on the way to the graveyard, the minister who'd taken the service turned around and he said, "Oh, by the way, Helen, I went down and prayed for your father 2 weeks ago and he received the Lord." And that was the day that I actually found out that the journey I'd walked to forgiveness actually had fruit. And I can honestly say to you that that happened one after the other person in my family came to know the Lord in a totally unchurched family because I did the journey of forgiveness. But the real strength of that came from Christ, what he'd done for me at Calvary, and recognizing that there's a price he paid. So he's going to give me the strength to pay the same kind of price in the relationships around me. So, but I also recognize that with forgiveness, it's a two-way thing. You know, the Bible says we to forgive and make peace as far as it lies within us. Mm. You can only go as far as the other person will enable you to do. And there are situations where you can forgive with all your heart, but the other party won't partake of that. But we're only accountable for our own reactions. And so I just want to encourage those of you who are needing to do that journey to do it as far as it lies within you. Do as much as you can and leave the other person's response to God. But I want to say that it's been the most amazing story in my life to see one after the other person in my family come to know Jesus Christ, so that we are now a Christian family. God has totally transformed our lives. And I could say, after four generations of alcoholism in my family of origin, we have broken the chains of those things that have been handed down through generations. Jesus has been able to take a whole generation and turn it around. So I have great hope that forgiveness can be done, but I also recognize it's hard work.
The power of forgiveness. We'll continue this discussion on Women of Hope after the break.